Kevin, take us back to that day in the summer when you heard that Bombardier had lost the Thameslink contract. Can you remember how you heard and what your initial reaction was?
We all got brought together for a presidential briefing, and we were really sure that we'd won the Thameslink because of the cabinet coming to Derby the month before, saying how great Derby was as a manufacturing base. So it was all super confident. But then as we walked in, we could tell something was wrong, because we could tell by his face that it wasn't going to be good news. And we all got told, and we walked away from the meeting, and we were just all devastated. And then our directors walked around the works to sort of like gauge the opinion of people. And you could tell on everybody's face from the top to the bottom that it was just surprise. Everybody thought it was in the bag. We definitely won it, and it was just going to be a great year for us, great production year, because we had loads to work on and something good to look forward to.
And after the IEP contract that went to Hitachi the year before, I guess you thought it was your turn to win a big one.
I think that's what our company thought as well. We thought that let's not fight the IEP so much, because the reason we haven't won that is because it was coming our way. The Thameslink was definitely going to come our way, and that's what made it, that's what shocked everybody from the top down to the bottom even more, I think.
Was it quite emotional? I mean, were people very quiet when they heard, or what? I mean, presumably you had to go back to work.
Yeah, we just all went back to work, but obviously it was the talking point for the next few days, and it was just shock. It was just sort of like we couldn't believe we'd won it, especially because we were just coming into like the record production, and we were really working really hard, and it was one of the best years it's turned out to be. Even with this bad news, it's turned out to be one of the record years for us. 25 vehicles per week we peaked at for a few months, and it's just been a fantastic year apart from that bad news.
I mean, since then we've heard that there's this UK review, and 1,400 people, some of them on contract, have got to leave Bombardier. When you heard the news, did you sort of immediately think that's not going to be good for jobs and potentially for the future of the factory?
When we heard the news, I think everybody had the thought that it's going to be in the back of the minds. There's going to be redundancies. There's got to be, because there's five production lines going down to one. Everybody knew when the end of the contracts were, so they were trying to work out, well, how many would they need to do the SSL, because the ball game changed completely. Because what they probably would have done if they won the Thameslink is they would have kept more people on to get ahead on the SSL, and then that would have freed up the men to go and build the Thameslink. So that's how everybody was thinking. Then when we didn't get the Thameslink, I think people knew, even before the decision, that there was going to be redundancies. But then when it was announced on the 17th of July, I don't think they could believe how many there was. It's like half the workforce going. That was another shock for us all.
What's it been like working here since then, in the months up until now, where we're pretty much at Christmas? I mean, is it something that is always on everyone's mind, or do you just get on with the day job and kind of put it to the back of your mind?
I think it's when everybody was put at risk at that meeting when we got told about the redundancies. I think at first it's shock, but it was so fast between people being put at risk and the shock of that, and like it hanging over us that it could be you that got made redundant. It's amazing how everybody just pulled together, and I think everybody just thought, well, what we've got to do now is show everybody that we're a world-class facility, and it doesn't matter that I'm at risk, because they can see the bigger picture that it's trying to make the site survive because of the UK review. I think that kicked in, and I think everybody just tried to strive to make the best product they could to make them think, well, they can't shut this place. It's a brilliant facility.
Because Bombardier is an international company. I mean, it's not really British-based, even though, of course, the Derby factory does a lot for the economy here. So I guess you're thinking, we need to be the quickest factory, we need to produce the best trains and be the most productive.
Yeah, we've just got to be on time or before time, and the best quality trains we can build, because the bigger picture is, it's not just our jobs, it's people that you know in the community that's working at small companies like Engman's and just across the country. Our supply chain. So it's for every job that we lose here, there's obviously all them jobs, they're going through exactly the same as what we are. They're losing people. And so, everybody just pulled together and just worked really hard.